When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get the little ones, sit back, relax, and listen to the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
In our last episode, Dr. Stephen Fitchard had made a time jump to MGM Studios in 1942 in order to meet up with actress Hedy Lamarr. We begin this episode as Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips arrive at the main gate of MGM Studios.
Dr. Floyd, according to my calculations, Dr. Stephen Fitchard are already on the lot.
Well, come on then. We gotta get on the lot and find him.
Hold it right there. Where do you think you're going?
We need to get on the lot. It's very important. We've got reason to believe there's some people on the lot up to no good.
Likely story. You're obviously just wannabe actors trying to get your big break, and it's not gonna work on my watch. Only people with official business get on this lot. Now beat it.
What are we gonna do?
Well, come on. We'll have to find some other way to get through that gate.
As Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips go look for another way onto the lot, let's catch up with Dr. Stephen Fitchard, who we currently find in the heart of MGM Studios.
Yes, Fitchard, I see the cowboy and the Indian talking to the Vegas showgirl and the moon man. Now, would you focus? We're here to find Hedy Lamarr.
Why are we not to find Hedy Lamarr anyway?
We're trying to find Hedy Lamarr because not only was she a famous movie actress, she was also an inventor.
What? Really?
Yes, she invented a technology called frequency hopping. It was developed to keep the signals that steer torpedoes from being jammed. And in fact, it worked so well, it's still being used today for cell phone communications and Wi-Fi internet.
Wow, what a new idea.
We're here to ask her how she went about coming up with how to implement her idea.
Well, how are we gonna find her?
How are we going to find her? Oh, that's easy, Fitchard. When you get on a movie lot, where's the first place you go to see stars?
I don't know.
The commissary. Now let's go.
Dr. Steve and Fitchard are on their way to the commissary to find Hedy Lamarr. As they head in that direction, let's return to the front gate where we see Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips once again trying to gain access.
Hold it. Didn't I tell you three earlier that unless you have official business on this lot, you're not getting through this gate?
Oh, but we do have official business here.
Is that so?
Yes, sir. You see, we're showrunners.
Showrunners? I never heard of showrunners.
Oh, showrunners on a studio lot are very important.
They are, huh?
Oh, yes.
What do they do?
Showrunners? Well, they show up at the front gate of a movie studio.
Uh-huh.
And then they run. Make a break for it.
Hey, come back here.
As Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips dash through the front gate with the security guard hot on their heels, let's catch up with Dr. Stephen Fitchard, who are walking up to a table in the commissary where sits none other than famous movie actress Hedy Lamarr.
Excuse me, Miss Lamarr?
Yes?
Well, I don't mean to bother you while you're eating, but I'm wondering if I could take a moment of your time.
Sure, darling. Say, who's your cute little friend here?
Oh, this is my sock-shaped assistant, Fidget.
Well, hello there, Mr. Short, Soft, and Adorable.
Fidget, say hello.
Well,
it appears he's a little tongue-tied in your presence, Miss Lamarr.
Happens all the time. What can I help you two with? I'm always happy to give advice to up-and-coming actors, especially cute sock-shaped ones.
Ah, well, you see, we're not actors, but we would like some advice. You see, my buddy here and I are aspiring inventors.
Inventors?
Yes, and you're credited with the invention of a secret communication system, also known as frequency hopping, aren't you?
I will not answer questions about that. Why do you think it's called a secret communication system? Because it's a secret.
Oh, well, I don't want to know the details. I just want to know how you came up with how to accomplish it. How did you invent all the parts you needed to create this new secret communication system?
I didn't invent the parts for the secret communication system.
You didn't?
No. All the pieces were already invented. I just put them together in a different manner with my next-door neighbor, George.
Really?
Yes. You see, inventors don't just create something new out of thin air. They find new ways of putting existing technology together.
I see.
Our secret communication system was based heavily on how piano rules for player pianos work.
Well, I'll be. So you just took something that already existed and found a new way to use it.
Precisely.
Wow, I never thought of inventing like that. Thank you, Miss Lamar.
Of course. Now, if you'll excuse me, it's time for me to head off to the set.
Sure thing. We were
just leaving.
Dr. Floyd!
Yes, Dr. Steve, we found you. Now, why don't you return whatever it is you've stolen from Ms. Lamar, and we'll escort you out.
He's stolen nothing from me. We were simply chatting.
He hasn't stolen anything from you yet, but he will.
Oh, you're wrong, Floyd. I simply came to ask Miss Lamar a question, and now, having heard the answer, I shall take my leave.
What did you ask her about?
Oh, don't worry, Floyd. You'll find out soon enough. Now come along, Fidget. I've got work to do, and a whole new way to look at accomplishing it. Again, I thank you for your advice, Miss Lamar.
My pleasure. And it was so nice meeting you, Fidget.
Hedy Lamar bends down and gives Fidget a kiss on the end of his nose. Fidget passes right out. And Dr. Steve picks him up to carry him away.
Goodbye, Floyd. See you soon.
Dr. Steve didn't try anything underhanded with Hedy Lamar?
I guess not. It seems like he just wanted information.
Oh, I've got a bad feeling about this, Dr. Floyd. Sometimes just information in the wrong hands can be disastrous.
You're right. I guess we'll just have to wait and see what he does with it. Until then, how do you feel about a little more exercise?
Exercise?
Yeah, there's that security guard again.
Aha! There you are!
Run!
Come back here, you three!
And as Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips race back to their ship, we shall end this chapter of our story. How will Dr. Steve use the information he got from Hedy Lamar? Will it possibly be used to develop the device he shoots Dr. Floyd with? And just how did Fidget like the kiss he received from Hedy Lamar?
First time I've ever seen a sock blush.
Find out next time on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.
Episode number 807 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd starred Jackie Cation as Hedy Lamar. www.jackiecation.com. Maura Quirk as Chips. www.mauraquirk.com. And Chris Sheets as the MGM security guard. Music for this episode by Jody Whitesides. www.jodywhitesides.com. Episode number 807 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd is copyright 2010 Grant Pachoco and Doug Price. All rights reserved.
Clear the airwaves! Clear the airwaves! It's time now for the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger's secret message. Remember, kids, only children with the official Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Ranger's secret decoder ring can decode today's secret message. You can get your own ring right now over at www.drfloyd.com/store. Okay, kids, grab your secret decoder ring and a pencil and paper and prepare to set your imagination to fun. Here comes today's secret message. And here is the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger's secret message for episode number 807, Not Just Another Pretty Face. 23, 3, 9, 3, 1, 1, 15, 12, 18, 1, 15, 14, 17, 3, 9, 8, 2, 3, 15, 5, 8, 4, 2, 18, 24. And that was a secret message to you from Dr. Floyd himself. You can decode today's secret message only with the Imagination Nation Ranger's secret decoder ring available to everyone at www.drfloyd.com/store. Get yours today and set your imagination to fun.
Hey, Fidget, you know what? I'm totally cool. Because I've just signed up for a Twitter account.
What?
Yes, it's at www.twitter.com/evilmastermind.
And what are you gonna do with that?
Well, I plan to send out totally inspirational and completely evil messages to all my followers.
Yeah, brother.
Hey, look, if it worked for Richard Simmons, it'll work for me.
Don't just sit there. You're under strict orders to go to www.perrari.com. Hip.
If you produce audio dramas, it obviously isn't to become rich and famous. You love the medium, and you want to share your passion for theater of the mind. The Mutual Audio Drama Network is looking for you. Mutual presents audio dramas every day of the week, each with its own genre. Mystery, sci-fi, comedy, horror, all reaches of the imagination. It doesn't matter if you produced your shows years ago or are still cranking them out. Share them on the world's largest collection of modern audio drama and audio fiction. Give a listen at MutualAudioNetwork.com. And if you'd like to be a part of the excitement, with free access to all sorts of voices, sound effects, music, and more, just drop a line to mutualaudio@gmail.com. The Mutual Audio Drama Network. Why not join us today?